Hey, everybody. It's the Big Promo Cast. It's episode 82. It's October 7th, 2021. We're in the middle of the State Fair of Texas, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to talk about some a Gen Z swag promotion thing. I don't know if it's really Gen Z, but promotions for teachers and some thoughts on virtual events.
Cool. I'm going to talk about how one company is using the banana scale. General Mills is starting to market to football fans.
Okay.
And some tips for online presence.
Okay. That's it?
Yeah.
Let's kick this off. Yo.
Welcome to the Big Promo Cast with Amber and Rich. In this podcast, Amber and Rich discuss the world of marketing, branding, and promotional products. Now, here's Amber and Rich.
How y'all doing?
Not too bad.
I'm supposed to say not too shabby.
Not too shabby, yeah.
I'm coming out of a hell week, and I wrote all about it on the blog because I don't want to get into it here. But we had a big meltdown this week, so things just don't go right sometimes.
Yeah.
And there's nothing you can do about it. You're absolutely nothing you can do. You're hundreds of miles away from anything, and you can't. Nobody's excited about anything as you are, so it's horrible.
Yeah.
But especially when people don't give a shit, so it's the worst. Well, however, what?
Oh, I was going to say my sister had her baby.
Oh, see, that's great news.
Yes. And last night, my oldest had her very first orchestra concert at school.
What does she play?
Viola.
Oh, cool. That's awesome. She's in 7th, 8th grade?
6th.
Oh, I thought she was older than that. Oh, so her very first, of course. Yeah, they start in 6th grade. Yep. I remember I started band in 6th grade. That's cool.
Yeah.
Did you go see it?
Yeah, sure did.
Wow.
Drove an hour and 45 minutes in traffic just to go see her 45-minute concert.
Did she play for 45 minutes?
No, she played for like...
3 minutes?
20 minutes.
Oh, that's cool.
And then, because they had the first level orchestra, and then they had the advanced orchestra, so they played.
So she's in first?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to nieces and nephews' recitals or whatever, and, mm-hmm. and they get 3 minutes to do their thing, and you got to sit through everybody else.
Yeah.
It's horrible. So anyway, well, good. I'm glad you had a good time.
Yeah.
Do you want to kick it off, or do you want me to kick it off?
You can start.
Well, all right. Let me see if I need to close all this stuff. Oh, what am I going to do? How about promos for teachers? There's a couple of, Whataburger has launched a shirt collaboration on Teacher Appreciation Day, which was October 5th.
Awesome.
Excuse me. This company was founded by a couple of teachers, Textiles in Frisco.
Okay.
And they have, if you go to their website, they've got a bunch of collabs that they do. Not just with Whataburger, but with all kinds of local stuff like Dr. Pepper, and they do some other, what they call Texana stuff.
Okay.
Which is like Americana, but it's basically Texas. So they, but their Whataburger teacher shirt, the proceeds go to, who does it go to? It goes to somebody. It goes to, it just pays tribute. Okay. Teacher Appreciation Day. I thought it went to a charity. Maybe not. Anyway. That's all to say about that, except Whataburger seems to be knocking it out with all kinds of local, I don't know, local collabs or supporting local businesses, stuff like that, supporting smaller businesses. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of, it's kind of neat for them to be doing that. That's all I have about Whataburger.
Cool. Do you know what banana for scale is?
I just looked at it, but no, I don't know what it means.
So apparently people are using bananas to put it next to something, anything, to show the scale.
Okay.
Well, Dave and Buster's has decided to do,
That's fun. I was just, you said that and I didn't know that. So that's kind of funny. So anyway, Dave and Buster's. Yeah, yeah.
So Dave and Buster's decided that they wanted to use this whole banana for scale thing.
Uh-huh.
And they put a 40-foot inflatable banana on Hollywood Boulevard.
That's funny.
And what they're doing is they're trying to show how big their wow wall big screen TV is.
Okay.
I
don't see a picture. I would love to see. Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
That's the one on Hollywood Boulevard? That's pretty funny. So. They had to move it to get the doors in. Are there TVs 40 feet?
Yeah.
Wow. 40-foot
TV.
Son of a gun. All right. Theirs is called Big Banana for Scale. That's awesome.
Yeah. So they've been doing that, and they've also partnered with a company called Mother in Nature.
Okay.
And they're doing Instagram filters that you can put a banana on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
And it's supposed to represent the big banana for scale. So
how
that
funny.
You can see how big it is.
Dave and Buster's is cool. Do you like Dave and Buster's?
Yeah.
When's the last time you went to one?
Oh, gosh, it's been years.
They used to have one up on Walnut Hill that had a bowling alley and everything. I think they closed it. Or they moved it to Park Lane.
There's a Dave and Buster's on 75 and Walnut Hill.
Oh, they moved it across the street.
Okay.
Where that Best Buy, next to where that Best Buy is. You're right. Yeah, we used to go to Dave and Buster's when we were kids over on 75 or something. Yeah, on 35, and we would play all night long. It was really fun. We used to play Burger Time. Burger Time was always fun. Big bananas. All right, cool. Anything else?
No, that's all I got for that.
Are they giving away bananas or stuffed bananas or anything like that?
Not to my knowledge.
Oh, man. Well, they're missing an opportunity. That's what I think. I guess I'll call this the merch store of the week, even though I don't really like it. Sunny D unveils an online swag shop for a limited time. Somewhere I saw this mentioned that this was a Gen Z thing, Sunny D. Do you drink Sunny D?
I used to when I was a kid.
You know it's not orange juice?
Yeah.
I thought it was orange juice. I started looking at, I said, oh, Sunny D, cool. I said, I didn't know it was a kid thing, though. And you look at these flavors, look at the ingredients is... water and high fructose corn syrup, which is horrible.
Mm-hmm.
2% or less of orange juice.
Yeah.
I had no idea. It says right here, orange flavored citrus punch. Come on, man. I thought it was really stuff. I mean, I thought it was really orange juice. But anyway, it fooled me. I never drank it. I drank simply orange, but that's okay. And their merch is, it's orange, yeah, but it's nothing. They're not innovating anything. A hoodie, yeah. A beanie, a hat, a shirt. Oh. Anyway, I mean, come on. You got to be able to do a little more than that. 7 days until the shop closes. Come on. You're not even going to have it open? Come on, man. You
crazy.
Sorry to be so critical, Sunny D, but maybe if you're real, I don't know, not real orange juice. You never claimed to be orange juice, so get a pass for that. That's all I got about Sunny D.
Yeah, I definitely agree that they could be a little more creative.
Yeah. Anyway, that's what they do. They do what they do.
Yep.
What are you looking at?
General Mills.
All right.
Is working with this grocery chain. I hope I don't screw up the pronunciation.
Sure you will. It'll be fine.
It almost looks like it's pronounced major.
Okay.
And what they're doing is they're doing a home tailgating experience. So this experience is running through October 16th.
Okay.
And... you can download tailgate-inspired recipes that include General Mills brands, of course.
All right.
And then you can purchase products online through this experience from Major. And then there are also game day quizzes for the football fans out there.
Okay.
And then shoppers that buy four General Mills products and show their receipt by December 11th, they'll get $50 off sports gear from Fanatics.
Wow. That's awesome. Look at this cool site. I just clicked on the home thing and there's all kinds of stuff you can move around the kitchen. You can, this is stuff you can buy, I guess. That's pretty awesome. What a neat thing. I love this, the way this is very interactive. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Do they?
Let's go to tailgate and see what tailgate is. Oh, this is all the stuff you get for outside. So you get a Betty Crocker tent. You get all the different stuff you do for Betty Crocker, different things.
Do they have, I know they said they had recipes.
There's some brownie football recipe. Look at that.
Awesome.
That's pretty awesome. And then here you buy the ingredients. Mm-hmm. This is very slick. So now you get, then you go to the store and you buy the ingredients to make brownie footballs. And there's everything you need.
That's awesome.
Pretty slick. Oh, this is now the merch store of the week. We have just called an audible, so to speak, in football talk. What else is going on over here? Chex. I love Chex. Chex Mix is awesome.
Yes.
And this is probably a recipe for, oh, that's a schedule. Duh, that's written there right there. So you can
nice
do that. This has got to be Chex Mix. One of these has to be Chex Mix. Party Mix. Oh, those are cool. Well, it doesn't show you. See, I was looking for a recipe for Chex Mix. You know how you take three different kinds of Chex and you put them in a bowl and you Worcestershire sauce and pretzels?
Yeah.
Like for Christmas? Mm-hmm. Anyway, well, that's pretty slick. Oh, photo booth. Get out. Yeah, I'm not going to. Am I going to smile? Yeah, I'm not going to do that. Say block. I don't want to do that here. Permission denied. Denied. Anyway, that's cool. That's pretty slick. Well, thanks for the heads up about that. Anything else about this?
No, that's all I got on that.
This is a good one. I wonder where Major is. I wonder where they are. Oh, they didn't do that in Kroger or Albertsons since we have those here. Fantastic stuff. That's a good one. Nice pull. I subscribe to a thing called Marketing Profs. They're a website where they do all kinds of marketing tips and copywriting tips and articles and research and da 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 da. But anyway, I got an email from them. They're hosting a B2B marketing forum, which is business to business, if you don't know, next week. And they sent out, it's a virtual event. It's not a real event.
Okay.
I don't think. Yeah. So they sent out this top 10 reason virtual events rock, which is because their event is happening next week.
Right.
These are pretty cool. You don't have to make a plan for those being left behind. No meal planning, nothing like that. You don't have to waste hours in lines at the airport, which I'm all about. Your bathroom is your own bathroom, so it's fine. You don't have to worry about anything like that. Like some kind of strange bathroom. You get to sleep in your own bed, which is awesome.
Yeah.
It does say not being roused at 4 o'clock, but you know what? Some of these virtual events you got to get up early for because they're in a different time zone and you want to be there. So
that's true.
Hotel convention center, you don't have to do that. And tops are required, but no pants. Come on. That joke is old, 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 but it's a good one. And this is Anne Hanley. She's the one that runs this thing, I think. And she does a great newsletter that comes out every 2 weeks, I think. And I forget the name of it. It's really good though. Every other Sunday. Coffee and booze bars are stocked with all your favorites because it's your house. Virtual events are still good. Mm-hmm. I think as long as it's just hard to keep people attention, keep people's attention.
Yeah.
Cause like you said, it's at your house and you can do whatever you want to, but everybody's got their phone and everybody can do whatever they want. Like turn it on and walk out of the room. Mm-hmm. I think virtual events are great. And like, for example, there's this thing we were talking about in Albany. They just announced a live streaming virtual, a part of it, $60. I don't know if I want to pay it or not. Mm. There's another one next Wednesday night that's a virtual. In person is $40 or something to go to it in Dallas, mm-hmm. but the virtual is free, which is awesome. It's just a one-night thing. And then next Thursday and Friday and Saturday, there's a big in-person conference here in Dallas called Video Marketing World, and I'm going to that. But that's an in-person thing. But anyway, I'm all about the virtual stuff. I like sitting through them and I like taking notes. And I like, I'm not really a fan of doing the chat because the chat's kind of distracting. Mm-hmm. If you're sitting there reading the chat, you're not paying attention to what's being said. Yeah. So there's got to be a better way to do that. Because if you're at a real event, you're not going to sit there and chat with people in the room. So,
well, you shouldn't anyway.
Yeah, you absolutely shouldn't. But anyway, but there's got to be a way. There's probably a better way to do that other than having live comments. Because you're trying to keep up with the comments, and sometimes if there's 1,000 people in the room, you can't even read them. You can't even keep up. So I try to disable that most of the time. I mean, you want to engage and you want to let the speakers know that they're being paid attention to, but man, I hate it when people get on there and say, me too, or I agree. Like, what are you agreeing to? It's just, come on. Anyway, that's all. I really don't have anything about that.
All right.
Cool.
Last thing I got. We all know that online presence for businesses is super important.
Okay.
And one of the things is that you have to have a positive online presence.
Yeah.
Because just being online doesn't necessarily mean anything if you're posting a bunch of junk or you have a bunch of bad reviews or something like that.
True.
So we've got a few tips on how to have a positive online presence.
Okay.
So the first one is to have a presence on different platforms. Okay. To, you know, for easy access, because people are going to be on TikTok and people are going to be on Instagram, mm-hmm. and you want people to be able to find you.
That's one thing that I follow a lot of these social media people that seem to know things, or people seem to give them a lot of credit. Mm-hmm. And they say, focus on one platform. Don't be everywhere.
No.
I don't agree with that. Yeah. I mean, if you want to be discovered, you got to go where, I mean, I'm all about spray painting the town and just letting people out, letting everybody know where you are.
Yeah.
And then and the ones that don't want to know about you, we'll keep going.
Yeah.
But if, you know, if somebody, you want to look legit. I mean, if somebody says, oh, I might do business with this company and my platform of choice is X, and they go to X and they don't see anything, they're going to think that you're not legit. So mm-hmm. you have to be everywhere.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
The second one is get reviews from customers.
Okay.
People look at reviews.
Yeah, good or bad, that's tough.
Yeah. And actually, about 92% of people, if they find a bad review, they'll go somewhere else. Or if they find multiple bad reviews.
Yeah.
They'll go somewhere else. And that's a lot of people.
I'm probably like that with restaurants and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
I probably will not go somewhere if it's got a bunch of bad reviews. But you know what? A lot of times those bad reviews are fake.
Yeah.
Because they do something controversial. And so the whole people that don't even go there write a bad review just to slam them.
Yeah.
It's the worst.
I would look at the reviews for Airbnb.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I would do.
So something that I keep in mind is that more people are likely to write a bad review than a good review.
True. Okay. Yeah.
So if there's like a couple of bad reviews, then I might hesitate, but it doesn't mean it's the end of the world.
Right.
So.
Interesting.
The third one is figure out a way to measure your effects on others. So when you're doing social media or you're doing email marketing, you need to be paying attention to like open email rates and number of followers and, you know, look at those statistics and measure to make sure that you're doing what you need to do to gain more people.
All right. Yeah, a lot of those numbers, though, are not, like, a lot of people call them vanity numbers. Like, oh, I got to get more followers. Got to get more followers. Yeah. Like, we have 2,500 people following us on Twitter, and I got no idea why. Because we have 500 on Facebook. Why do we have 2,500 on Twitter? I think they're robots or they're who knows what. I got no idea. So those numbers really don't, to me, don't really mean anything.
Yeah. And then the last one is communicate clearly.
Oh, no kidding.
And the article mentions, particularly in a crisis, like you have to be quick in your communication to kind of get out there how you're going to handle it.
Get ahead of it and spin it the way you want it spun.
Exactly.
Before it goes sideways. Yeah.
Exactly.
And good, you have good to be, stuff.
And you have to be really, really clear about it. That's what I got on those.
That's awesome. That's cool. If you're listening to the podcast, we're actually doing this live on video, and we'd love a review or share it with your friends. And if you don't like it, tell your friends too. On YouTube, we'd appreciate you to give us a sub. I got to hit that button there. And if you're on Facebook, you can give us a like and all that kind of stuff. All the stuff you're supposed to do. Okay, CTAs are checked off. What else do we have to talk about?
Do you have any shout outs?
You know what? Yeah, I don't have a shout out, but I'm going to shout down. FedEx in Louisiana, you can go to hell.
Oh my goodness.
How about that? Now, unfortunately, the only game in town is FedEx and UPS, and UPS is not any better generally.
Yeah.
But this week they screwed me all over. So
yeah, they did.
We're going to hell. So screw, I'm sorry. They should go to hell. That's it. Well, just that one station. I mean, FedEx in general is usually pretty good for us. So
yeah.
It's just whoever's running the place down there just a slacker. That's all I know. Anyway.
I don't have a shout out.
At all?
No. I didn't think of one.
Oh, crap. Nobody did you right or wrong this week?
Well, I guess I could give the same shout out I did last week.
Is that the teacher's thing?
The brain balance.
Oh, right.
They did some evaluation on one of my kiddos.
Yeah.
And next week I have an appointment with them to go over the testing results or whatever.
Okay.
But it should be pretty good as far as helping my kiddo out with stuff.
Our coupon code for October is pumpkin. You get 5% off any order of our web store over $500, $400.
$400.
$400. That's good till the end of the month. Boo. What else, Amber? We good? We covered all the bases?
Yeah.
I got nothing else.
Me neither.
Okay. Let's end this. Oh, I want to show off I mentioned it was State Fair season earlier.
Yes.
And I was going to talk about my shirt that Lisa got me. This is from State Fair Records. And they run a couple of bands, look, Texas bands, Two Tons of Steel and some other local guys that are pretty good. So
nice.
Give State Fair Records a shout out. All right, cool. Very good. See you next week.
See you next Thursday.
Yeah. See you next Thursday. See you later.